Greetings, friends and listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we proclaim the power of the gospel. Because souls are crying, men are dying, we must engage to win the lost at any cost. I'm Sharon Knotts, and I'm excited to bring a message I preached at Faith Tabernacle Church recently entitled The Dynamic Duo. For years, the weakest link in my spiritual walk was a dismal, anemic prayer life. But events in my life forced me to make changes, and today I have an exciting, enjoyable prayer life. And you too can pray red-hot prayers. Today's message is about our two powerful intercessors, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, and Jesus Christ, our High Priest, who are actively making intercession on our behalf. I'll be back to tell you how you can get a copy of the CD, The Dynamic Duo. In Acts 7:34, God says, I have seen the affliction of my people in Egypt. Now that's somebody in trouble. Amen. That is someone who can't help himself, who's being grievously vexed by the oppressor. I've seen the affliction of my people in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning. I've heard their groaning, and I have come down to deliver them. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon us and finds us in our affliction, finds us in our adversity, finds us being oppressed by the evil taskmaster, he begins to groan for us. And God Almighty, he hears the groaning of the Holy Spirit. He says, I am going to come down and deliver you. Remember, somebody's transmitting, somebody's receiving. The Holy Ghost is groaning, and it's because it's too deep. The needs are so great, it's too deep for words. Amen? He is groaning for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, that means cannot be articulated in words, but it doesn't mean it's soundless. It doesn't mean it's silent. It just means you can't put it in language. Amen? Have you ever been in that kind of travail that you went to pray, but you stopped speaking words? You even stopped speaking in tongues. First you were in English, and then you went to tongues, but you went beyond that. You got into moaning and groaning and, oh, Lord, and travailing. Amen. Because the words were not adequate. It was so deep. And so that's what the Holy Spirit does. And the next verse. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit. God Almighty is searching our hearts. He knows our thoughts before we think them. Amen. He knows our words before we speak them. He is always searching our heart. There's a multitude of scriptures. I was tempted to go and get them because I love, when I get a point, I love to take it as far as I can take it. But that had been another 2 pages in my notes, and I thought, you know, let them go look that stuff up. So you go get your concordance, and you look up all the scriptures about how that God searches the hearts, tries the hearts, weighs the hearts. Amen? A whole lot of them are in the Psalms. Amen? So he's searching our hearts all the time. He's reading our hearts. Amen? And he knows what is the mind of the Spirit. And I prefer here, instead of saying the mind of the Spirit, to say the mindset of the Spirit. How many know if a person has a mindset, they have got a view on something, they've got an opinion on something, they have a purpose about something, and that is it. They're settled on that. Amen? That's their mindset. It can be good or it can be bad. People can get a negative mindset and they're like unteachable, unreasonable, and therefore unhelpable, if that's a word. Amen? But God knows the mindset of the Spirit. He knows the purpose of the Spirit. He knows the goal of the Spirit while he's groaning. The Spirit's groaning and groans and moans that can't be uttered, but God interprets the groans. God interprets the moans. God interprets that which is inexpressible in words. God interprets it because he knows the mind of the Spirit. And he knows the mindset of the Spirit is, I am supplicating on this one according to the will of God. And right now it may even be in opposition to what they think they want. What their will is right now, they're wrong. They're dead wrong. They're under the wrong influence. They're being misguided by the flesh. They're being misguided by the carnal mind. They're being misguided by the enemy, that accuser, that liar. But I see them, and I'm here to help them. I see they're weak. I see the enemy is taking advantage of their weakness, but I'm here to help them, and I'm going to moan and groan. I'm going to pray according to the will of God. That is the critical place when we don't have enough sense to know that we are at cross purposes with God. Because I don't know about you, but this is where my mindset. I want to do God's will even if I don't like it. Because I know that eventually I will wake up and I will love it. And I will say, oh God, I'm so glad we went your way and not mine. I am willing to do God's will even when at the time it seems unpleasant, a struggle. And I'm willing to say, Father, make me willing to do your will. If I'm not willing, make me willing. Is anybody here willing to say that? I mean, you can't just say that, you know, flippantly. I mean, when you say that, you got to realize what that, all the ramifications of that. But when you say, Father, if I get the wrong mindset, the wrong attitude, and how many know we all do sometimes? Let's erase if. When I get the wrong attitude and the wrong mindset, make me willing to do your will. You see, God will not make us do his will against our will. That's why I want him to make me willing. Because the blessings of the Lord make rich and add no sorrow to it. That's the kind of blessings I want. I don't want no blessings are temporary, but boy, oh boy, when the sorrow starts coming, amen? No. So he searches our hearts. He knows what is the mindset of the Spirit. Because the Spirit makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now we're on the second makes intercession. The word is slightly different from the one in verse 26. It's the same word, but it doesn't have that extra prefix on the front. The prefix, which is hooper or hyper. It doesn't have that on there. So instead of it meaning that he's making intercession for us, it means he's making intercession with us. How many know there's a difference? I want you to think about that for a moment. Because it means to come alongside that person and in a joint operation. Teamwork. Are you on the team? I want you to join up with a dynamic duo this morning. Amen? Teamwork. The Holy Spirit makes intercession with us. See, first he was doing it for us because we were in such a precarious state. We were ready in that state to perish. We needed a rescue. We needed them to come in with the helicopters and drop something down and rescue us out of our situation. But now he is able to intercede with us. And now we have a joint operation that's going on. He enables us now to pray effectively so we can fulfill James 5:16, the prayer of a righteous man. The fervent, effectual, energized prayer of a righteous man prevails. Because now we have a joint operation. That's why Paul said, I will pray with the Spirit as well as I will pray with the understanding. Amen? Now the Holy Spirit can come along and we can kick into that prayer language. We can kick into that language where he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh unto God. Amen? And builds himself up and edifies himself. Because now the Holy Spirit is in a joint operation with us. And now we're cooperating with him. And then he is able to pray according to the will of God. Because saints of God, not to belabor a point, but the fact is we are prone to praying our own will. Amen? And the one right which God has given us that he will never violate is he will not take away your right to choose. He will never take away your right to decide your own will. Amen. I've said it before. Even if it would be better for us if he did, but he won't. Amen. He will not violate our right to choose. And let me tell you something. Our will is very strong. And you're going to see how strong our will is. It is so strong, our personal will, that we're going to reach a point that not only do we need the Holy Spirit to come alongside of us and help to work with us in intercession, we're going to have another member of the Godhead come, because that's how strong our will is. Amen? Do you believe it? Our will is so strong, and when it becomes misguided, see, it's good when it's right there in sync with God, in sync and in alignment with the Word of God, in sync with God's will. I'm telling you, the devil will flee. But when our will is misguided because it's under the wrong influence, then that power, that influence that's there is our will. We're getting our back up now. That's why the Bible says the carnal man receives not the things of the Spirit. Neither indeed can he, but he's hostile to them. Amen? He doesn't receive them. So our will is so strong, and when it comes under the influence of our flesh, that's when it has a great power to lead us into temptation and to sin and destruction. And that is why sometimes we feel the Holy Spirit exerting so much pressure on us. He's putting great pressure on us, trying to bring us to conform us to the will of God, because he knows and understands the ramifications. If we get our own way, if we insist, then God will say, all right, I'll give you the desire of your heart. But I'll tell you, you're not going to be happy. You're going to live to regret it. But if that's what you want, so be it.
Amen. Saints, this message is both insightful and powerful because it gives us the knowledge and the tools we need to pray effectual, fervent, red-hot prayers that prevail over our weaknesses and our temptations. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Greek word is parakletos, one who comes alongside to assist us in carrying a burden too great for us. Paul said that we don't even know how to pray as we ought. And if you've ever been there, you know how discouraging and frustrating it is. But the Holy Spirit helps our weaknesses and intercedes for us, even with groanings that cannot be put into human language. He knows the will of God and bypasses our brains and our doubts and our unbelief. But that's not all. We also have a high priest, Jesus Christ, who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities and weaknesses. And he also makes intercession for us. Because he was tempted in all points like us, he can help us when we're being tempted. The Holy Spirit is with us on earth, and he intercedes in us. And Jesus, our high priest, is in heaven at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, and our high priest helps us in our temptations. There are so many revelatory nuggets in this message. You have to get the CD. For your love gift to the radio ministry of $10, ask for offer SK144 for the Dynamic Duo. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online at rghardy.org. Remember, that's offer number SK144 for the Dynamic Duo. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or visit us online at rghardy.org.